Okay, this has been a wild and interesting day. Look for my Rubio moments. I just want you to know that I've only got my water here. There's just not gonna be Monster. There's not gonna be orange juice. I've got the empty. Why am I showing you my empty orange juice bottle? I guess it's because when you listen to the All Podcast Father, your dear host, the legend, you want to know what's been across my desk this week. I'll tell you something. You know, in the Taiwan special this week, I'll tell you, I'll give you a teaser. I'm going to talk about what it means to, well, you know what? It's in the point. I'm sure you heard the point. I'm going to elaborate on that. I'm going to expound. I'm going to elaborate and expound. I have it on good authority that there's a difference between the two, and I'm going to do both. All right. No, what crossed my desk? No, I'm going to talk about sports. I'm going to talk about how silence is golden, and who knows what else I might get into. And this week, Taiwan is supposed to issue me its response to my permanent residence application, and that will dictate the course of action that follows. Will you find out who it was that said that they hate foreigners? Or will Taiwan finally grow up and remove the need? I went either way. Isn't that great? So, well, I'd rather win the peace, but, you know, it takes two to tango and it takes two to rest. It takes two to sit down. You know, if everyone clears the dance, you can have one person that tries to dance and one person that tries not to. Either both people are sitting down and then everyone's sitting, or both people are dancing and then everyone's dancing. But if you have this mix of both, well, peace requires everybody to be sitting, so to speak. All right, you get the point here. I don't want to parse logic. This week, what was across my desk? I got these servers, these web servers I've been talking about. It's possible that by the time we get through this week, I may have already launched some things. I got the basic framework of the web server up and running and done and working, but I've got a little bug, a little glitch that's making everything not work. You know, it runs, but it doesn't go. I don't know if that makes any sense. Well, I get use a treadmill as an illustration. It's like I'm spinning my wheels, you know. So, no, I'm going to do some troubleshooting hopefully this week, and see if I can actually get a working, functioning product. It should be really nice. Okay, what? Oh, I tell you, this week I had a lovely time. I'm getting into skate videos. Yeah, I think you know that. My Taiwan Instagram account. What I've got? I've got four videos with right about 1,000 views. On Instagram TV. That's kind of good. Instagram TV videos don't get a lot of views. You can't compare them to YouTube. A good video gets 1 million views. Instagram TV, a good video maybe is 10,000. So you could take my 1,000 views and maybe compare it to like a 10,000. As far as how special it is, a 10,000 view video on YouTube, I suppose. As far as how special it is. Not the reach. 10,000 people haven't seen it, only 1,000. Whatever. Anyhow. I'm great. I'm thrilled. I'm happy. I'm overjoyed. And well, part of the thing is the joy that I get out of working with the people. These are good skateboarders. They're known. Their local shops love to celebrate them. Well, some of their local shops do. I recently found out that one of the local shops doesn't ever share Instagram skateboard videos from their customers. It's kind of this, we're awesome, and so we never follow anybody, and we could hire someone to be a skateboarder, like sponsor them and pay their airplane tickets to travel the world, and we'll never share a single video they ever make. The only way we'll share a video is if they're in our studio. Like, there are, you know, there's this attitude in some of the marketing in Taiwan. And so I recently found that out. And so I said, okay, well then I'm, you know, they don't need anybody. So I'm not going to tag them in any of my posts because they don't need me. I wouldn't want to interfere. So I found that out. Aside from that, most of the other skaters that I work with are good enough that they are celebrated by their local skate shop, the skate shops that do celebrate people. So a lot of these people are just people I know. I've met them. We got to be friends before I knew how good they are, before I knew who they were. And we've hit it off, and I've done good videos, and I'm friendly. I mean, it's like I'm a director. I'm a video director. I go, I find the people. They don't hire me. It's like we're working together. So it's like I'm the photographer. Okay, all right, it's okay, smile. You know, think about sunsets. Just looking at the sunset. And then they think about that video with Ed Bassmaster. Would you just look at that? I mean, look at that car. Just look at that. I mean, if I told him to look at it, okay, that guy. He did another video where he's looking at the sunset and managed to make people angry, if you can imagine. And so you talk about some funny video like this, and then you get the guy laughing and smiling, and then quick, you snap the picture while he's happy, and then he's got a picture of himself being happy, then he loves you for it. That's what a photographer does. And basically, that's what a director has to do, even in video making. He's got to talk to people. He's got to help them get the right emotions out, you know, coach them into crying. Ang Lee did that in The Legend of Pi. So, you know, there's a lot of work to do. And I enjoy working with these guys, and they like working with me. You know, they're tired. I'm like, well, that's okay. Maybe you got one more in you, you know? And like, yeah, maybe I do. Like, they don't feel pressure. They do it. And then that one trick that they weren't sure if they could do, am I done? I'm tired. Can I quit? It's like, sure, you could. I could make a video, but I think you don't want to. Okay, maybe I don't want to. It's not pressure, because I'm good with that. They like, you get what I'm saying? They liked it. So then they do one more trick, and then that's the opening for the video. It's just really awesome. They didn't know they had it in them. And then it's celebrated and people like it. And so it's a great process. I really enjoy working with these guys. And that's it. I did one of those this week. I had to travel to another city, took probably 8 hours. But I'll tell you, I don't know what to say. I don't want to rant on too much about one thing, but it was really fun. It was quite enjoyable. I think I might call it. I mean, why not save it for the special? I think I'll get into some of the more details and what goes on, talk about it in the Taiwan special. See you tomorrow.